Magnetic Field Properties in Star Formation, a review of their analysis methods and interpretation, by Junhao Liu et al. Linearly polarized emission from dust grains in molecular spectroscopy is an effective probe of the magnetic field topology in the interstellar medium and molecular clouds. The long-standing Davis-Chandrasekhar Fermi, DCF, method and the recently developed histogram of relative orientations, HRO, analysis and the polarization intensity gradient, KTH, method are widely used to assess the dynamic role of magnetic fields in star formation based on the plane of sky component of field orientations inferred from the observations. We review the advances and limitations of these methods and summarize their applications to observations. Numerical tests of the DCF method, including its various variants, indicate that its largest uncertainty may come from the assumption of energy equipartition, which should be further calibrated with simulations and observations. We suggest that the ordered and turbulent magnetic fields of particular observations are local properties of the considered region. An analysis of the polarization observations using DCF estimations suggests that magnetically trans to supercritical and averagely trans to superalveolar clumps, cores form in subcritical clouds. High-mass star-forming regions may be more gravity-dominant than their low-mass counterparts due to higher column density. The observational HRO studies clearly reveal that the preferential relative orientation between the magnetic field and density structures changes from parallel to perpendicular with increasing column densities, which, in conjunction with simulations, suggests that star formation is ongoing in trans to subalveolar clouds. There is a possible transition back from perpendicular to random alignment at higher column densities. Results from observational studies using the KTH method broadly agree with those of the HRO and DCF studies. This was Magnetic Field Properties in Star Formation, a review of their analysis methods and interpretation, by Junhao Liu et al.